927 4CC. G'day to our state MP for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, down in Brisbane at the moment because they're sitting in Parliament. Morning, mate.
Yeah, g'day. How are you today?
Going all right. Now, COVID news, mate, over the past few days. Gee, it's put Queensland on edge a little bit, particularly getting closer to the school holidays, but things are still okay.
Yeah, mate. That's I think this is another one of those ones where we've got a little cluster happening. It was a truck driver that came in for Father's Day to visit his children, I think, and but it appears that since that time it's been held in to just the family, which is great news, and it doesn't appear that it's been further spread. So for those, obviously, people in southeast Queensland fearing another lockdown, certainly tracking well for that not to happen. So, you know, once again, the family and the people that are, you know, were in this little cluster have done the right thing. The mother noticed that young one had a bit of a headache and wasn't feeling 100%, yeah. So he went and got a test and found out that it was he was positive. You know, that's the sort of stuff we're looking for, is, you know, sure. Just something that's not normal and get tested, and they're all safe now and in quarantine and isolated. So,
all right.
Yeah, the Premier will do her, well, we are in Parliament sitting week, so I'm not 100% sure what time it'll be, but it'll be another update today.
Sure.
As I said, it's been good numbers, so I'm sure that the Premier may do it before we do Parliament this morning. If you're thinking about getting vaccinated, just get out and do it. It's critical now. We are starting to see more supplies come through and more spots come up. So, yeah, if you haven't been done, get going and get up there and get it done.
All right, good. Mate and Bad is going to be talked about in Parliament a lot this week.
Yeah, Hamo, voluntary assisted dying is up for debate this week. The bill has been introduced and now it's time for us to debate it. The voluntary assisted dying legislation has been in the works for about 3 years now, certainly taking the community along for the journey. And as people know, I campaigned on during last election and made it quite public that I will be supporting the legislation.
Uh-huh.
You know, it is very, you know, a lot of people in Gladstone, and I put up a post yesterday in relation to it, and very supportive of my support of the
what is
bill.
It?
Yeah, basically it's for the end of life, for those people who so choose with a terminal illness, that they have a choice of their time that they want to leave this world, particularly those who have got, you know, those type of illnesses, that the painful death right to the end. You know, I know a few people, even the mayor, Matt Burnett, is a good mate of mine, and Dougie, as he passed, was a very painful and, you know, just a terrible time for not only the Dougies, but also the family. And to see them, you know, going through that pain, this bill will certainly alleviate that for those people who want to terminate the end of their life when they're put to a terminal illness like, say, cancer or any of those bad diseases that people get. So a lot of people are linking it, for those opposed to it, are linking it to suicide. It's totally has nothing to do with suicide. This is not mandatory. You know, this is a voluntary system, and it's at the end of your life when you're that sick that you just want to end the pain and leave this world.
So, and there'll be strict rules in place too, mate. Obviously,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Right.
There's multiple levels that you have to get approvals for. You can't just get any old doctor to come and do it. You know, there's a whole set of rules in place, and they'll be discussed during this week's sitting. Hopefully we can get this legislation passed and we can start to get it and see those people who are suffering get the end of life that they're looking for.
Okay. Butch, thank you, mate, for your time this morning. You won't catch up with me next week. I'm away for 3 weeks, but Aaron Stevens will be looking after everybody next week onwards.
Awesome.
All right, awesome. Butch. Thank you, mate.
All right. Thanks, Hamo. Good on you, mate.
Our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, right there on 4CC.